My name's Leon Coates, pastor of Kenova Evangelical Church. Making disciples, equipping the saints. Bible-based, Christ-centered. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 8 to 15, a Christian guide to giving. There's a lot written about giving in Scripture, and it can be an uncomfortable topic. We looked at the question of tithing and then considered four principles for Christian giving in 2 Corinthians 8, 8 to 15 to guide how we give. First, give according to love. Second, give according to desire. Third, give according to ability. And fourth, give according to equality. Tithing, then, is the giving of 10%, and it first appears in Scripture as an example of demonstrating thankfulness to someone. The Old Covenant law of Moses then describes various tithes of differing frequencies, which when taken together suggest an annual donation of about 23% of what you have. Malachi 3 verse 8 describes not giving tithes as robbing God. So should we tithe then? We must remember that the Israelites were under the Old Covenant law of Moses, which required tithing. Christians are not under this law, but the law of Christ. And the law is fulfilled for Christians in Christ, so we don't need to keep tithing, just as we don't need to keep bringing animal sacrifices to the temple. If we're off the hook with tithing, then what should we give? Well, there are various New Testament principles for giving, and we consider these in some of them in 2 Corinthians 8, 8 to 15. To give according to love is the foundational principle for giving. Want to know how much someone loves? Look at how they give. Now, that's not to say a dollar amount measures someone's giving. Two people could give £100, but for one it might be hugely sacrificial, whereas for the other it may mean nothing to them amongst their millions. The ultimate example of giving according to love is seen in Christ, as described in Philippians 2 verse 6 to 8. He emptied himself by becoming man. As God himself, the second person of the Trinity, God the Son went from his heavenly riches and glory to earthly poverty and humility. This is not so much about material wealth, but about the giving of himself. Whatever he had at his disposal, he sacrificed for us. When we consider this example, surely nothing is too much for us to give. It also means that giving is more relational than simply writing a check. Is your manner of giving centred on and interested in the relationship, or is it uninterested and detached? Do you pray in connection to your giving, whether it's the church and being involved in the ministry, or to individuals and being concerned for the meeting of their needs and walking and praying with them through the trials that resulted in their need? To give according to desire is to be open to the Lord's leading. Psalm 37:4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." As you pursue God, he will place godly desires in your heart as your will aligns more and more to his will. Then the desire the Lord places in you to give will be a good thing. Take care to check your motivation in this. Don't make knee-jerk emotional reactions to giving. Ask yourself the question, If no one knew I was giving, would I still want to give? If this tempts you, then perhaps you need to find a way to give anonymously. To give according to ability is an often overlooked principle of Christian giving, especially among TV preaching personalities presenting a prosperity gospel. Know what you're able to give in order to be a good steward of what the Lord has given you. Budget and plan in terms of your regular giving. Then be generous. Where the Lord blesses you unexpectedly, then you can be even more generous. To give according to equality is the Lord's way of glorifying himself through his provision through all his people, as they share their blessings and meet needs one to another. This is not communism or socialism. It's about meeting needs. For example, in Acts 2 it describes believers selling property as people had needs in order to meet those needs. It doesn't say they sold everything and shared the money out equally. That would be a form of communism. It's okay to have wealth, but not at the expense of others, not without meeting the needs of others. Everything we have belongs to the Lord. We are his servants and should use our resources accordingly. Tithing may be a place to start to worship Tithing may be a place to start to worshipfully commit yourself to giving a first fruit offering to the Lord, but it's not a requirement. As you evaluate your giving in God's providence, it might be right for you in your circumstances to reduce your giving or to increase your giving, but to limit yourself to tithing would be oversimplistic. Thanks for listening to the Solid Ground podcast. It's our hope that Christians would be encouraged to present a biblical worldview and others would hear the gospel. If you have questions, please email contact@kenevaec.com. That's contact@kenevaec.com.